you love the university, let's say, go UA, go UA.
Go UA!
About 100 supporters of the University of Alaska rallied outside the state capitol on February 2nd to call on legislators to fully fund the state university system. Governor Bill Walker's proposed budget for the next fiscal year flat funds the university at $314 million, plus an additional $70 million for deferred maintenance. That's $24 million less than the university requested. At the rally, legislators, university faculty, and students spoke about the need to fund Alaska's public university to strengthen the state's workforce and economy. Fairbanks Democrat Representative Adam Wohl said he supports fully funding the University of Alaska Board of Regents budget request of $341 million.
And the cuts that we've endured, this university's, the number of people we've cut, the number of millions of dollars that we've cut the last several years, is deplorable. We have to stop it now. We have to reverse the trend. We have to reinvest. I'm embarrassed every time I see these numbers come out.
Forrest Haven is a PhD candidate at the University of California, Irvine, studying the regulation and management of subsistence food resources in Southeast Alaska. Before that, she enrolled at University of Alaska Southeast to get an associate degree, but with her professor's encouragement, pursued a four-year cultural anthropology degree.
But I think what often ends up happening when you cut funding is you're increasing class sizes. You're making it harder for professors to and smaller universities to offer that sort of unique kind of intimate education that is available here at UAS.
Mm-hmm. University of Alaska President Jim Johnson was at the Capitol earlier in the week presenting a budget overview to members of the House Finance Committee.